From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. Socialist Pedro Sanchez took over as Spain's prime minister Friday after outgoing leader Mariano Rajoy lost a parliamentary confidence vote triggered by a long-running corruption trial involving members of a center-right party. Reuters' Scarlett Vitanovich explains.
Rajoy's position had become increasingly untenable, undermined by his status as head of a corruption-tinged minority government, as well as a divisive independence drive in the wealthy region of Catalonia. The Basque Nationalist Party, whose five seats were key to Sanchez securing enough parliamentary backing, withdrew support for Rajoy after dozens of people linked to his People's Party were sentenced to jail in a corruption trial. Rajoy's departure will leave one of the European Union's top four economies navigating an uncertain political landscape.
That was Reuters' Scarlett Vitanovich. Britain's International Trade Secretary Liam Fox says retaliatory trade moves are possible after the United States imposed steel and aluminum tariffs on Canada, Mexico, and the European Union.
We absolutely do not rule out countermeasures, and we do not rule out taking a dispute to the World Trade Organization at Geneva. Obviously, we still hope the United States will think again about this, but it would be a great pity if we ended up in a tit-for-tat trade dispute with our closest allies.
U.S. President Donald Trump on Thursday discussed addressing a trade imbalance with Europe on a call with French President Emmanuel Macron. North Korean envoy Kim Jong-chol is traveling from New York to Washington to deliver a note from leader Kim Jong-un to U.S. President Donald Trump. However, the contents of that letter is unknown. For additional stories, visit our website or download our mobile app. This is VOA News. Italians on Friday voiced their willingness to give their new anti-establishment government some time to see if they were up for the job after the country narrowly missed returning to snap elections. Reuters journalist Steve Schreier said it was a rare opportunity for the government to last an entire five-year legislature. He says the duration of this government will depend on how the two different parties in the coalition can compromise on their differences.
So I think that the real test for this government is going to come even at the first budget this year, to see how they square the circle, how they can compromise and spend on both of their priorities. If they can do it, you know, I think the government will last, another year. If not, it may be very short-lived.
Giuseppe Conte was sworn in as Prime Minister Friday. Australian banking was in shock on Friday as number three lender Australia and New Zealand Banking Group faced criminal cartel charges over a $2.3 billion share issue. Reuters' Ed Giles has more.
Australia has some of the toughest anti-cartel laws in the world. The charges could carry huge fines and 10-year prison terms. Analysts are calling the charges a PR nightmare for ANZ. They've come at a crucial juncture for Australia's banks, as a separate independent inquiry investigates issues of misconduct across the country's financial sector. ANZ's share price was more than 2% down in Friday afternoon's trading.
Reuters' Ed Giles. AP correspondent Shirley Smith reports immigration advocates are accusing the U.S. government of effectively disappearing hundreds of minor children as they are separated from their parents at the U.S.-Mexico border.
Advocates say they hope their complaint will lead the Inter-American Commission on Human Rights to ask the government for more information about how it's keeping track of families after separating them. The American Civil Liberties Union has also filed a federal lawsuit challenging family separation. The U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement said that it is committed to connecting these family members as quickly as possible after separation. I'm Shirley Smith.
The Kingdom of Eswatini, formerly known as Swaziland, will maintain diplomatic relations with Taiwan. VOA's Jeff Custer reports.
A spokesman for the government of Eswatini said there is no change of heart or position on our ties with Taiwan. Whoever spreads rumors that we will ditch Taiwan can be referred to as a fake news peddler. China's foreign ministry said Friday it hoped Eswatini would break off relations with Taiwan before September, when Beijing will host a summit of African leaders. Taiwan has accused China of promising generous aid packages to lure away its allies, charges China has denied. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
And from Washington, I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.